Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I'm here with my interview with America's favorite player, Cameron. I know that surprised some people, didn't surprise others. You know, he wasn't my favorite player. I didn't love everything he did, but I will say he made for some good TV those few weeks, even if he was, you know, coming after the faves. But without further ado, here's my America's favorite player interview with Cameron.
How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Are you processing everything that's happened in the last couple of months?
It just comes in waves. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Just over and over. It's amazing. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. So tell me, like, how shocked were you? Or were you like, maybe, you know, maybe I'll get in there winning America's favorite?
You know, I don't rule out the possibility of anything happening. I'm a fairly optimistic guy. And I try to manifest things and think about them. But I don't think I was at all prepared for the shock of actually having been named America's favorite player by the fans of my favorite television show since 2001. I mean, it's actually pretty incredible.
Yeah. And did you ever worry, like, because you were targeting like a Survivor legend, right? So did you ever worry, like, I wonder how people are going to perceive this? Because, like, she has fans, you know?
Yeah. Targeting Ceri in certain positions and then turning around and actually trying to look out for her and being like, her son was one of my best friends in the entire house. That's a lot to kind of grip with. I didn't know it at the time, of course, but you know, in the moment, I wasn't necessarily thinking, oh my God, this is a Survivor legend. I just thought that this was a hurdle that I have to somehow get over. It's an obstacle in my game. I don't know the exact way that I'm going to do it, but I'm going to give it everything that I've got. So no way, shape, or form was going after her in my mind that it was going to cost me America's favorite player, or even not have a chance to get it. So that's pretty incredible, especially considering I was standing right next to her as one of the top three vote getters.
Yeah. And so you brought up the Jared and Ceri of it all. Like, what is your reaction to that secret? And were there any clues that you missed that they were mother and son?
You know, looking back, it's like a piece of it I should have gone, oh my God, how did you not see it? But it is really cool knowing the person that I connected with the most in the house, honestly, was Ceri. There's times when we definitely were on two ends of the house, button heads, and probably didn't see eye to eye, and definitely had two different game strategies. But I really do love and respect Ceri, and I see her as a mentor. I talk to her all the time. I'm just like, I can't believe that, you know, I was in the house with you, and she gave me some serious words of encouragement, not only in the reality TV world, but in life in general. And knowing that one of my greatest friends in the house the entire time, and Jared, was her son. And I go, holy crap, man, how did you not catch all of this? And then as soon as I left, and there was just something about it being in the jury house and just kind of thinking back to yourself, I was like, it is not beyond possibility that there is something hinky going on here. So no, I absolutely didn't see it coming, but I'm not shocked. I don't know the words for that one. It's weird. It's like, I should have seen it coming, but I'm not shocked because it's Big Brother and they always pull this stuff on us. So
yeah, I do want to quickly ask, like, if Jared didn't win that veto, were you going to backdoor Ceri?
No, I had no intentions of, the only reason I was going to put Ceri on the block was just for shock and awe to have her sit next to Izzy, because Izzy was the she was the target the entire week. And I knew that if Ceri sat next to her, that probably was less likely for her to go home. So I wasn't too bummed when Jared won the veto and decided not to use it. I think that caused him a lot more damage than it caused me, because he really ticked off Felicia and that got him gone not too long afterwards.
Tell me about the jury. You were pretty much always pro Jag. Did you consider maybe you would vote for Matt, or you're like, no, I'm pretty much voting for Jag?
I was basically on the Jag train the minute that I left, because I knew how pivotal he was in the decisions between the two of them. I knew that he was playing a heck of a game, and I knew the type of competitions that were coming after me. And I knew that he had the highest probability of winning a lot of those competitions, and having his plan that he and Matt and I talked about before I left the house, the plan that he really wanted, I could see the roadmap for it. So I knew that in any world, if he had the opportunity to work it out the way that he had it in his brain, I knew that it was going to work in his favor. And I was super excited, and I was on the Jag train from the beginning. So the possibility of Matt having won any piece of that was very tough for Matt to make his own case against everything that Jag did, because he took so much credit for everything.
Yeah. Do you think the speeches really changed anyone's mind, or did everyone, did the jury pretty much like have their mind set up when they went into the finale?
Jury was pretty solid around the open table time period. I was a little bit taken back by Saree and Felicia voting for Matt. I honestly didn't see that coming. I probably should have seen the fact that Felicia was going to vote for Matt. She basically showed me that I couldn't trust her in the jury house, that she wouldn't vote for the absolute most deserving player in the house. And that is what she showed. I think Jag was the most deserving player between the two. And I don't know why she chose to go with Matt, but it didn't shock me. Saree, she kind of always finds herself on the lonely end of a vote every now and then. So the fact that those were the two votes for Matt, I'm not shocked, but I can see their reasoning there.
I mean, Matt and Saree, I don't know how much it was perceived in the house, but as viewers, yeah, they were pretty close at times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sense,
yeah,
but
Saree,
yeah,
Saree is definitely she said everything that she said when she says that she's a loyal person. She absolutely is. So that one didn't shock me. Whenever she went for Matt, I went, that's good, because she was never ever a Jag fan. Never Jag fan.
No, not really.
But in relation, if you got to pick the winner, the most deserving player between the two, of the winner of Big Brother, $750,000 in bragging rights to the 25th anniversary, I could not go for Matt. In this, Jag held it down the entire time. So yeah, I don't know what they were thinking, but I can see it.
Yeah, it's subjective, you know. I don't know. American Corey, tell me, like, you guys, I feel like you didn't love them in the house. In the jury house, did you guys build a different relationship, or like, what was that about? I feel like you weren't the biggest fan of them.
It wasn't that I wasn't the biggest fan of them. And I think I talked about this one time before. Their relationship almost kind of makes you miss home. It's a piece that they get their person in the house. They get to have their own relationship where they completely trust each other, and they get to cuddle up and be around each other and play boyfriend and girlfriend, play house and have a good time. So it's not necessarily a jealousy thing. It just makes you go like, man, I miss home. I miss the opportunity of hanging out with my closest friends and being able to 100% trust somebody no matter what. That's the piece in that. And our relationship is great. From the jury house, I mean, Corey is still my little brother. I try to give him advice and he still shuts me down. Like, hey man, I don't need it. Thank you though. And America is just all about her some Corey. So between the two of them, they had a great time in the jury house. The rest of us had a pretty good time too.
You almost had like that with Red, right? Like, you guys were buddies.
Red's my boy. I love Red so much.
Yeah. Who from the cast will you stay close with, you think, other than Red?
After having talked to everybody on the stage, there's more than a few people that I'm absolutely going to stay in touch with. I mean, absolutely Red. Riley seems to have already gotten close with my family. That's pretty crazy. Jared, of course. Ree, I'm definitely gonna hook them up. Matt, now that I know those parents have moved to Georgia, yeah, go Dogs. I'm gonna be right there being as close as I can with all of them in that area, of course. Absolutely. And Jag too. My god, he might be on the other end of the country from me, but me and that dude, oh man, can't wait to hang out with him.
Yeah. Any game regrets, anything from you, like, that could have kept you in the game longer? Anything you think about, like, oh, I wish I did this?
You know, I didn't have a great social game. And it got to a point in the game at a certain milestone where I just go, you know what? This one is really, really going to be hard to win. It's really going to be hard to overcome these humongous obstacles in the road for me. So I'm going to try my best to make sure that I have an opportunity to maybe play this game again. Not show too many cards, hopefully have a completely different mindset and a completely different game if I get an opportunity to come back. So I fought as hard as I could. And there are a few things, of course, that hindsight looking back, had I changed this, gone this route, made a different decision, I probably would have been in the house a lot longer, but I only know those things from having made that mistake. So looking back is easy to say what I would have changed.
Hindsight's 2020.
Right.
You have to wrap. You kind of answered my question. So after 100 days of being kind of confined, you're down to play Big Brother again?
Oh, you bet your ass I'm ready to play again. I love this game, and I can't tell you how much I would jump at the opportunity to come back as an all-star, to come back as a favorite, any kind of opportunity. So that reindeer games thing that popped up, you know, if they offer me the chance,
I think we'll be seeing you. I don't know. That's
if they invite me, it's going to be extremely hard to say no to it. But I absolutely absolutely miss my daughter. I need to get some time with her. I need to take some time and kind of see where my life's at right now, honestly. Some personals. But it would be very, very hard to see.
Thank you for checking out my interview with Cameron. And that wraps up my interviews for Big Brother 25, at least for now. I don't know, again, what's going to happen in the off season, but I had a really, really fun time podcasting this season. It's been a long one, so I'm kind of excited for a break. But at the same time, you know, I'm sure I'll be covering the traders. I'm sure I will be doing some off-season podcasts. I loved talking to winners all season, so I might continue that, or who knows, maybe I'll switch it up. I'll talk to some runner-ups, or I'll talk to just legends, quote-unquote, whatever that means. And if you missed it, I talked to Dr. Will about that exact thing. We went through a list of legends. I definitely missed some, so I understand people calling me out, but like, guys, I was put on the spot, okay? But yeah, I just want to thank everyone again for all the love this season, for checking out my interviews, and I will hopefully see you guys soon.